Welcome to Life Talks by Transplant Life. The views expressed in this episode do not necessarily reflect the views of LifeBulb. This is not meant to be medical advice, and any and all concerns or changes should be addressed with your medical team.
Okay, welcome, friends. I am very excited that you are here with us today. I am Alicia. I am a community manager here at Transplant Life, as well as a two-time liver transplant recipient. And hanging out with me today is Lavise. Lavise is one of my very, very dear friends and a kidney transplant recipient. And she is going to be sharing with us today her story of hope. And I've heard the story so many times, and I still get emotional every time I hear it. So I'm very excited to be able to share that all with you today. So welcome, Lavise.
Thank you, Alicia, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. As Alicia said, my name is Lavise McCray, and I received a transplant in March of 2023. My journey started in 2015 when I was diagnosed with kidney failure. And my kidney failure went kind of rapidly. I started to see symptoms in January, and by the middle of June, I was diagnosed. So the first few months of my journey were a little tough, but then my body got pretty much used to it. And then at that time, I was a special education teacher, and I returned to work. The first about year of dialysis, I had challenges, I had victories, more victories than challenges. And as the years went on, I've had more challenges than I probably would want anybody to experience. But I can say that the challenges made me a stronger person, because I have a type stubborn kind of way about me. So the stubbornness was like, oh, people said, oh, you can't do this. Oh, no, I'm going to do this. So it kind of helped me push my fight on dialysis a little longer. So during my journey, I had three fistulas. The first one lasted about 7 or 8 months. It got infected. So then I went on a catheter, maybe another 6 months lasted for the second one. And that one was the most challenging one. And then it didn't work, so I had to get a third one. The third one gave me something called Still syndrome, where it was cutting off the circulation to my hair, and they had to turn it off because I had lost the function of my right hand. At that time, the doctor I had said, your hand's not going to come back. You're just not going to be able to use your right hand. And I was like, okay. So I went into therapy. 4 months later, I got the function of my right hand back. I'm a very determined person. I want to, even if I can't succeed to the best of what I see, I'm going to try my hardest. So I was on hemodialysis for about 5.5 years. And I just had too many challenges. And they thought that me transferring to PD would give my body some rest and it would help me better. It worked for about a year and a half. And in November, I went to the hospital because I wasn't feeling well after coming out of rehab for not being able to walk. And when I got home, I just didn't feel well. I went to the hospital. They told me I had internal bleeding. So I go to the hospital. Well, I'm at the hospital. They say you have to have emergency surgery. So at this point, PD is going to not become an option for me anymore, because they had to go cut, they had to go into my belly to see where the internal bleeding. And crazy enough, they cut me open and no blood. I woke up 2 days later in ICU, as in I'd just been sleeping for a couple of hours. I went back on hemo. I became septic. A couple of days after going back on hemo, they tried to put me back on PD and it just would not work. So in February 2023, it was actually February 15th, I went to see the transplant surgeon because at this point, everyone knew that I was failing. Like, it seemed like there's no other option. But I remember a long time ago that the surgeon had said to me, if everything failed on me, they would consider a compassionate situation. So on February 15, 2023, I met with the surgeon and we discussed what had been going on and how very sick I was. And he said to me, he would have to look over the chart and go over some things. And then if everything falls into place, then we can move forward and wish you an urgent, medically necessary transplant. So on March 20th, 2023, my status changed to status 5, urgent, medically necessary on March 21st. My catheter needed to be replaced because dialysis was not working anymore. Wednesday, I had to replace, double dialysis Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm home. I couldn't get it together on the 24th. Like, everything seemed like it was going wrong. I couldn't function. I was very sleepy. And the phone rang at 6:30. And the person said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "I guess." I had no clue who I was talking to. The nurse, the next thing the nurse said to me was, "Your kidney is ready." On March 25th, I was successfully transplanted. And my life has changed in so many ways. Like, it's like, your light bulb is dimmed and someone had the magic answer to turn that light back on again. And when I explain my story to people, I say it's like when I do things now, it's like doing it for the first time. I can't look at light the same way I did before transplant, because I took so many things for granted, and not even things, people, and situations. And I'm like, I just look at life as every day I wake up, I feel it's another miracle that I've been given. And I know that my life will never be the same, because I will forever be grateful to my donor and my donor's family, because as we celebrate my life, I know they're mourning, but I'm trying to pay it forward by being involved in organ and tissue donation, like promoting it, just so that I bring like the light to the gift that I was given. And this is not a gift that I can ever repay, but I can do my best to pay it forward so that other people may step up and give another person the same gift that I was given. And this is like, I know dialysis, it's hard, or any medical condition is hard, dependent on how much you feel that you can take. But if I can offer any advice to anyone, what I want to say is that
don't ever lose hope, even if the medical reports are bad. I could have gave up, but I had an amazing medical team. My doctors at New Jersey Kidney Care, and especially my nephrologist, Dr. Mani Nahara, and my nurse practitioner, Denise Goodman, they stuck behind me through it all. And they wrote letters, they called, they made sure whatever paperwork that Hackensack needed, they provided it to them. And I remember the nurse practitioner, I said to her, I think I'm ready to give up. And she's like, no, you're not. I was like, how are you going to tell me I'm not ready to give up? She said, because you come to every treatment. So don't skip out on treatment, even though you may think it's not going in the direction that you wanted to go. There's a reason why the cookies crumbled the way they did for me. And it eventually made a masterpiece. So, and then I owe so much gratitude to the medical staff at Hackensack University Medical Center in Hackensack, New Jersey. Dr. Goldstein and the organ transplant division are the most amazing people you could ever meet in your life. I know it's not that everyone can have the medical teams that I've had, but when I say Hackensack stuck behind me, they stuck behind me. When my second fistula had ruptured, they said, you have to go into counseling. Your demeanor has changed. Your spark is not like it was when you first wanted a transplant. And they set me up with the most amazing therapist. And I think my medical team is the reason why I kind of, well, partly the reason why I stuck through, because they supported me. And then, like, I remember returning to the clinic after transplant, and I started to cry. And they're like, what's wrong? And I said, well, how do I say thank you for saving my life? I will forever have gratitude for just people, because the way you treat somebody, you're never going to know if you're going to need that person later on in your life. And not only did I have amazing medical team, I had a supportive family and friends. My parents are elderly, so they couldn't do much, but I know I grew up on a foundation of faith, and I know that they have me covered in prayers. And I actually lost my dad 2 weeks after I had my transplant, but I live with the thought of knowing that my father, the last words I said to my father was, Daddy, I will be okay because I got my transplant. And then there's a second family that's a part of my life. And there's a very special person in my life. Her name is Tammy Butler. And she's my second mom. And she supported me from day one. I remember when I told her I had to go on dialysis, she said, I'm going to get a second opinion. She got the second opinion. And the person said, no, she needs to go on dialysis right now. And she stuck by me through everything, surgeries, hospital visits, you name it. She may not always been there in the physical, but she was definitely there. And like her presence was always there. She always helped me feel supported. And I remember telling her, I don't know, I said, I can give you the out if this is too hard for you, I can, I'll understand. And her answer to me was always, we'll get this, do this together. So with my journey, I can say honestly that the way I got through it, number one was my faith. I have a strong faith. I don't want people to think that I'm pushing faith on them, but that's how I got through mine. Everybody may not have the faith that I have, but I know my faith, my medical team, and the support of my family and friends were the key components of me getting through things and listening to what the doctors said. I'm very stubborn, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. And I remember post-transplant, the nurse said to me, are you whining? And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. But I know so many people fought for me to get to where I am right now. So I get tired from doing so much, but the journey before transplant and the journey after transplant are similar in the fact that you got to be on top of your doctor's appointments. You got to take your medicine. You got to do what the doctor says. And the thing is, if you do what the doctor says, it may make your ride a little bit more smoother. And post-transplant, I've been able to do some amazing things. I become a dialysis center. I'm a part of this wonderful group called Transplant Life, and I met some amazing people. And if I can recommend that everyone join this group, because you learn so much. Like, it's things that I thought I knew that I never knew. And listening to someone else's story can change your life. And then it's like the Transplant Life group is like a family. It's like the family that, like, everyone always wants to say that family is the bloodline, but it's not always. It's something that you share in common with another person. And every person that's a part of this group shares a second chance at life. Sometimes a third and a fourth. And they understand the ups and the downs. Because I know many a times I would say to people, well, I'm going through this. And they're like, they don't know what to say. Like my dialysis always used to say to me, I empathize with you, but I don't know what you're going through. I only know what you tell me, because I've never been through it. But now I found this family that knows exactly what I'm going through. And maybe something I said or maybe something they said will help me not have to go through something, because I can say, oh, I experienced this. I don't know if you had, but if you ever see these signs, then you know how to deal with it. And so I just think that my life has changed for the better by me in this group of people, because sometimes you feel like you're alone on the journey. But not that you want others to be sick, but to know that there's someone else out in the world that understands you, and you don't feel like you're alone, and you don't feel like you can't talk to somebody because you think no one will understand what you're going through. But their story may not be the same, but there are connecting factors. It's like playing connect the dots. Eventually, everything's going to come together and form something. So I think through the group, I found that they might not have had a kidney transplant. They may have had another transplant, but our stories are connecting the dots because it's like creating a quilt. If you look at different quilts, the patterns are different. They're not all the same. And it's like we're coming together to make this beautiful spread by sharing our lives stories. And so in my last thing I probably would say is don't ever give up on yourself. Don't lose hope, because you never know how life can change. I entered 2023 being told that I wasn't going to live to see the end of 2023. And here it is, 2024, and I'm thriving. Thank you for letting your mess story.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I did warn everybody before we started recording that I got emotional. And I will just say you're all welcome that this is just audio, because every time I've known LaVise, I think we met shortly after she was transplanted. And she's become such an important part of my life. And it really has been like all the way through her journey. I mean, you heard her struggles and all the things that she's been through. And she has been this ray of hope and positivity. I mean, not only in my life, but in the other people that she has come across and met and been able to influence and support. And I just felt with so much love and pride and joy that I get to know her and learn from her. And every time I hear your story, LaVise, I get emotional and I cry. And then I just, it's the hope that we all need. Like, we have so many tough days and there's so many hard things to get through. And this is just like the reminder of why we keep going and why we keep doing what we're doing. And we're here to support each other and really have that community. So thank you so much.
I try not to get emotional, but you know, it's just like, because this time last year I was dying and I'm alive.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Okay. I just want to thank you all for listening to this interview and for LaVise for sharing her story. If you want to connect with LaVise or myself or any of our other amazing community members, you can find us on transplantlife.com. And we hope to see you again very, very soon. And thank you all. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We invite you to hop on over to transplantlife.com and join the conversation. See you next time.